Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ra-Ra. Here, as always, my man, the intern, Josh.
We gonna fight the powers that be.
Huh. Let's take it down a notch.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Well, my throat's got a tickle. That's for sure.
My throat's got a tickle. My tickle's got a throat. I don't know what to do with this Coke.
Put a pickle.
Tickle this pickle.
That's a good turn.
I didn't mean to take that turn.
Well, it happens.
It's pickles a pickle tickle song.
It's going to happen. Pickles are inherently sexual.
Oh, ew. That's what you're talking about?
No.
Bam. Listen, this is a show about beverages. Yeah. Welcome.
Oh, it's good to be here.
It's all about beverages.
It's good to be here. Don't you feel like it's been a long time?
It's been about
2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been about days less than a fortnight.
I don't know.
I think a fortnight's 20 days, right?
That's a different podcast.
It's been...
2 weeks since you talked to me.
Put your name on a cup. No, write your name on a cup.
Oh. I found the wrong Pat Monahan on Twitter.
Oh, Pat Monahan did you find?
He's a TV writer, I believe.
We'd have him popular on the podcast, too.
Yeah, sure, he can come on. Any Pat's Monahan.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, we're really loving the new Train single, Drink Up. Train the band. And we'd love to have Pat
Monahan
on the show. So if anybody knows him, holler us.
Yeah, I feel like, again, I said this last time, we can do this.
I know we can. It's just are those chips that I want to cash in?
Yes, fuck yeah. I want to bet. Oh, don't you want to cash in 100% of your Pat Monahan chips?
Well, those I do, but I'm talking about the chips the chips I would have to cash in to get Pat Monahan's email address. They would be awkward chips to cash in. The people that I would have to ask that I know, I'd be cashing in chips.
These aren't pod people.
They'd be like, it would be a favor I'd be asking. And they'd be like, and why is the favor? So what's the favor? You want to work with Pat Monahan?
No.
I would like to have him on my beverage podcast.
Yeah. Because you wrote a song about cups.
You know what? I would like to write a song with Pat Monahan. Just
of course
it out
you
there.
Would. He's a hit maker. He's a king maker. Dream taker.
I love king maker.
Love maker.
Who is a beverage king maker out there?
Budweiser? No.
King of beers.
I mean, wouldn't it be, who is the beverage king maker? I mean, don't you think it would be like an InBev or one of those the giants that scoops up, your Ballast Point Brewery for a cool $1 billion.
Fucking A, man. You want to know something? I've been watching a lot
that happened, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, $1 billion.
Have we talked about that
yeah,
on
we
the show?
Yeah, we talked about it. What's interesting is I've been watching a lot of Shark Tank with my wife. And every once in a while, they'll have a beverage product on the show.
Mm.
But they'll often have lots of food products. And it is a fucking grind to try to launch a beverage or a food product.
It's a fucking jungle out there.
It is maybe one of the dumbest things that you can try to do. And your only hope is to have one of those big companies scoop you up and get the big payday.
You're right.
There's no other, I guess maybe I'm wrong. I think breweries and wineries, alcohol, that's I think maybe a little bit easier to make money at. Mm-hmm. But if you're launching a new apple juice or what's a good example? A new sports drink, a new this, a new that.
Yeah, sure.
Even a new energy drink.
Energy drinks, yeah.
It is a fucking jungle out there, as you say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you got to crack through distribution, shelf space, especially, and you're talking about specifically a, yeah, like to get a beverage product in, not even like a, say, like a new vessel or a new container packaging model for, say, a juice.
But even like, okay, look, all these like people on Shark Tank, it's like they have these like new healthy products and it's like, where are you at? You know, it's like, yeah, we're in like half the Whole Foods. It's
okay.
Like, oh, that's fucking great, right?
Right.
And it's like, so what were your sales last year? And then it's like, 1.5 million. Whoa, that's great. What'd you guys net? About 30,000. You know? And you're like, Jesus Christ.
That's
like,
brutal.
It's, you know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah. There's a. It's tough. You know why? None of them has been canned water.
Have I told you? I haven't told you. And this is going to be big news for our listeners.
Let me hear it.
You know, I told my wife about this idea, and I watched her, I think I was trying to convince her how good of an idea it was.
Yeah, of course.
And then I think I kind of realized how ridiculous of an idea it was.
Okay.
But maybe not, maybe not. But then I watched her convince herself and almost me of like, no, we could maybe do this.
Of course.
And like, it would be huge.
It feels fucking feasible.
No, but we haven't even talked about this. This is really funny that we haven't talked about this. I was like, we're not going to do that. I'm like, we're not going to go to all the like convention, beverage convention shows and all that stuff. And I was like, and listen, you and
what business would we possibly have at a beverage convention?
But you and Carol, like, we're in this conversation. And I was like, and I don't think Josh or Carol is going to want to go. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, this isn't like. How, like, it, we can't just dream up of this idea.
Yeah.
And then we're like, well, maybe what if we found somebody? And we're like, just the idea people. And it's like, I don't think so.
Nobody pays for that, right? Like, I don't think if your idea is water, you thought about selling it?
Like, can you see us? Like, we would have to travel the country doing all these meetings, going all these trade shows.
We'd slay that shit.
Maybe we would.
And we get podcast guests out of it left and right.
Then it would become an industry show, and I don't feel like this is an industry show.
No, that's true. It's an outsider show.
It's an outsider show.
That's right. We're disruptors, exclusively.
God, I wonder if we could disrupt the beverage industry, though.
I'm pretty sure. We've just talked through how impossible it is, and then what a good idea canned water is, so I think we could. I think it's a great idea. We disrupted the limited edition shirt game. Once upon a time.
I'm seeing a lot of people. A
lot of action out there.
Want another limited dish shirt.
They do. They do. They want it. The people have spoken. They want one. Is that weird to do?
No, I think we could do another limited dish shirt.
Okay.
I think I would love to do another limited dish shirt.
I would love to. I feel like I got ideas.
Okay, great. You want to talk about the ideas and see what how the listeners want to respond, or you want to wait till next week so we can talk about this?
We'll talk about it off air, but I think we could really do it. We could just knock some socks off.
Mm.
Yeah. Once upon a time, there was going to be a Mr. Snackers shirt, but his merchandising rights got bought up, scooped. Got scooped right out from under me.
I'd fuck with the Mr. Snackers shirt.
I know. Unfortunately, you have to buy it elsewhere. I think. I'll double check that this covers everything. Maybe limited edition shirts that could fly under the radar, make a bootleg one.
Yeah.
I love bootleg t-shirts. This is a different podcast, but there's nothing I love more than a bootleg concert t-shirt.
Really?
I think that's true. Nothing in the world.
You like to steal money from hardworking bands?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it's it. Yeah, it's like, that's the thing that gives me a little rush. You know, you're really stealing. They're so close to their own front door, and you stole it. I think it's really more, it's about the fact that they are always, every once in a while, they're better than the official merch, and they're always just fucking strange.
Mm.
It's a weird, misappropriated image.
It's right, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
it's always a misprint on it somewhere.
Yeah.
And you can get them for like $5. You're taking money from nobody.
$5, I don't think so.
Oh yes. You can get an armpit t-shirt for $5.
Hmm. Outside a concert venue?
Uh-huh. Maybe you gotta trade them a couple of cold ones for it. I don't know.
Mm.
If you're tailgating. You're at the
tailgating's good time.
Meadows Music Theater in Hartford, Connecticut.
How often are you having a road dog when you're driving around the mean streets of LA?
It's usually the way to and from daycare. That's about it.
I got a lot of LaCroix that pile up in my car now.
Hot ones?
Mm. No. Like, I, no.
Do you just get them wherever you see them now?
Half full. LaCroix?
Yeah.
No, but I stopped at Smart and Final. Have you ever gone to Smart and Final?
Are you fucking kidding me? Of course I've gone to Smart and Final.
I fucking fuck with Smart and Final.
Of course. Yeah, it's the
place. Why is it called Smart and Final?
It's the place for cups because it is the smartest and most final decision you'll ever make in shopping.
Is that what it is?
I assume so. All sales are final. I don't know if that's...
For those who don't have a Smart and Final in their neighborhood, it's like...
It's bootleg Costco.
Yeah, but no. It's bootleg Costco meets a restaurant store. A restaurant food supply store.
Yes.
Shrunk.
Oh, yeah. It's the size of a CVS for some reason, but twice as tall.
Yes.
And it goes exactly. All the way to the rafters with...
I saw a fucking guy. Yeah, that's so funny you mentioned that. Was on a fucking ladder. Like
Charlie
like
the Chocolate Factory.
30 feet up, you stacking waters.
Yeah, it's just like a... It's just like a, an actually... A dangerous candy store. This is like the least magical place to have a giant ladder on wheels. It's yeah. Smart and Final.
But it's like it is like Costco, but it feels more like restaurant supply to me for some reason.
Yes, that is true. First Street is the store brand there. You can get up with that. I bet you these cups are First Street that we're drinking out of.
Okay.
They're I got some parts for a Halloween costume from a Smart and Final because I needed really big aluminum foil pans, like roasting pans.
Oh, nice.
Need ones big enough to cover my shoulders and my fat torso.
Nice.
I did it. Found it.
Barely. What were you?
I was...
That's a different podcast.
You're right. Oh, fuck.
Jeez. Anyway, shout out Smart and Final.
Shout it out. I don't know why. We should do a live pod from there.
Well, I got the beverages we're drinking at Smart and Final today. I picked up a bunch of LaCroix while I was here. Here's a question for all of our listeners. Why does LaCroix ship in boxes of 8 and boxes of 12?
That's a great question.
They're still running with both of those boxes. And why?
You know what can I tell you what I don't like about it?
Please.
That I get confused. Is that sometimes at the store they will have both and the 12ers are on sale, but you will grab an 8 pack next to it by accident, because maybe they don't have 12ers of all the flavors.
Sure.
Maybe only the most popular ones. So you want to try out apricot.
Yeah.
So you nab what you, but you're like, well, whatever, it's $3. I'll go, of course, I'll get whatever size this is. You're not even looking at it. And then you get up there and you realize you've got two different size cases and one is little and one's big.
Yep.
And I wanted all the big ones.
Yep.
And that makes me mad and sad.
Yep.
So really not glad. So I would think that that's, it just seems strange that they would bother, because don't you think back to your sort of Shark Tank thing? They got to make their own. They're getting custom sized boxes for those 8 packs,
right?
Yeah, because no one's boxing up a sixer, and everyone's boxing 12s.
Right. It's weird.
It's fucking strange. Now, I see you got a lemon one going on there. That's your go to. Are all of them lemon in your car?
Yeah, I've turned into like lemon is my shit, and I'm not sick of it.
Have you revisited our episode to find out where lemon sat?
No, I should. Or a listener should.
I certainly don't remember.
Yeah.
I feel listener, like it was let me know how hated or loved.
Yeah, I don't feel like it was high on the thing. I remember I didn't like lime as much because I thought Perrier with lime's way better.
That's right.
Can I talk about my therapist for a minute?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
I don't know if this is appropriate. But no, I feel like... Can I divulge things about my therapist's life?
Whoa, that question's a different podcast.
No, because this is beverage related.
Well, no, I'm saying just the question about whether or not you can. I'm going to just tell you, go for it.
Because
I don't know if it's
legal. I'm not revealing her name. And also, this could be a great plug for her. Like, listen, if I was revealing her name.
We've narrowed it down. It's not a male therapist. Cross those names out of the phone book.
Okay, so Jennifer likes... I'm just kidding.
So we know she's not named Jennifer. Cross out all the Jennifers. Circle the J first initials, though.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Anyway,
Dr. J is a basketball player.
Two things about my therapist.
Jennifer.
Yeah, call her Jennifer. That's okay, number one. Number one. Every time I roll in there.
All right.
I roll in with a lemon LaCroix. Okay?
Okay.
Or maybe a Perrier.
Is the session an hour? Is that too personal?
50 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
Every time. Now, she, if I was an advertiser, a marketer,
yeah,
I would think that maybe she would fall into the demographic that would pick up a case of LaCroix from time to time. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Maybe seems like would shop at a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's.
Sure.
You with me?
A yuppie.
Yeah, maybe.
A young urban professional.
Yeah. The kind of person that would go to a Whole Foods.
Got you.
Okay. I one time asked, she asked, what is that?
Excuse me?
So taken aback, like, you don't know what this is, okay? This probably happened maybe 6-7 months ago, okay?
Okay.
Asked what it is, I'm like, you don't know what LaCroix is? Like, I was that surprised, okay?
Yeah.
Because I thought she was in the same demo.
Well, listen.
Right?
Yeah, but you're on the cutting edge of beverages. She didn't
know that.
No, but
I thought I was so late to this.
Did you ever talk about the pod in sessions? That's super.
Yeah.
That's
no. Okay. I've told her about the podcast.
Sorry.
I feel a little weird talking about this, because, like, what if she does actually listen to the podcast?
That'd be incredible. Well, shout out Jennifer.
She would be super flattered about
Jennifer,
this.
Jennifer, go fuck yourself.
Hopefully and you by know the way, that that's means. That's a term of endearment on this show. Anyways.
So that was 6 months ago.
Yeah. So then maybe a week or two ago, I come in rolling with one of these, and I was like, hey, so have you had one of these yet?
Yeah.
I'm curious. If I'm her,
right?
And I see this guy come in with this beverage all the time. I hear that he has a beverage podcast.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing I talk about in therapy. that I have a beverage podcast and the beverages that I like.
Yeah.
I see
waste this guy, of your time and money.
I see this guy once a week drinking this, right? I would at least
certainly.
I'm not gonna buy it. But it's gotta be crossing her radar. She must have had an opportunity to grab one of these and try it. Hasn't.
No respect. Doesn't respect you.
I did find out she doesn't like sparkling water much.
Oh, I was expecting. Do you think that's just her trying to be nice, and she maybe doesn't want to breach some kind of personal barrier?
No, I don't think so. I feel like beverages is one nice place that I can learn a little bit about her.
That's true.
Like we learn on this show about a lot of people.
That's a fact. It's
so
easy.
So here's the other thing that I've learned about her.
Mm.
Man, I hope like she doesn't like discontinue my service.
She doesn't shop at Target then either.
Yeah, well, this is where it gets weird.
Or Smart and Final.
She probably has 20 different Swell bottles.
All the storage of that
insane. I asked her if it was between 10 and 20, and she said north of 10.
Oh,
and
but she didn't say south of 20.
She
so that
didn't know.
Mean,
she didn't know.
She doesn't.
And she said, like, she's like, I'm trying to picture the closet. And I said, closet.
Oh my! Can we get her on the show?
Oh my gosh!
We could do a voice
how
mod.
Amazing
voice
would
mod.
That be? But she doesn't need a voice mod. Maybe it would be good, promotion for her.
Is that weird? You would want listeners going to your therapist, or sending her fan mail?
I don't know. I've heard people on podcasts like name drop their therapists.
Okay.
But no, I don't think.
All right,
I would.
We'll ask Jennifer if she wants to come on. Okay.
But here's the thing.
Ask her if we can get a photo of the Swell bottle collection.
Here's the thing. Her husband, okay?
All right.
Will only drink out of the Swell bottles. It can be off-brand knockoffs. So they have like a plethora.
Oh my God.
But some are off-brand.
And they're all that narrow mouth, that
same
design.
No, they all are. It's a Swell bottle or a Swell bottle knockoff.
Holy shit.
Isn't that fascinating?
That's so good. And I will tell you, I had a friend just complain to me about his Swell bottle knockoff.
Really?
Yes.
How so?
He's a Disney employee. Okay. He went to the Pixar campus, I believe it was, and he wanted to get a little souvenir to take home. Yeah. So he went to the company store, and the only thing that didn't seem like it was something you could also maybe get at the Disney store or whatever happened to be, or like he would actually use, was this water bottle. He said, "Oh, that's perfect. I could always use a good water bottle, and yeah. it's probably of quality."
Yeah.
And it is apparently not, like, leaks all over the place, doesn't keep anything cold. Totally sucks. But it's shaped like a swell bottle, which is easily the worst part of a swell bottle.
Wow.
Because it's all about the design and the fact that it actually, like, does keep things cold or hot.
Yeah.
And then otherwise, just those cool swirly shapes and stuff on the outside.
Yeah.
But she's just rolling with it. She got all shapes and sizes. I want to see
all shapes. All, not all shapes. I mean, all sizes.
All sizes.
Different colors. And it's kind of exciting. I get to see.
Is she rolling? She's in the session with a different one each time.
Yes.
Has she ever used the same one? Do they wash them or throw them away?
Oh, I think they wash them.
Okay. That's fucking fascinating. So maybe she just.
But let me say this. Doesn't someone that has 20 swell bottles in their house, how have they not had a LaCroix?
That's what I mean. You haven't at least picked it up and examined it to find out. Is this canned water?
I'm going to bring her
a LaCroix. Canned water? Because I've always wanted that.
I'm going to bring her a LaCroix next time.
All right.
And that will be a real test of the therapist.
That's right.
Because from all my knowledge, I don't think she should like it. So if she does like it, it's going to make me feel weird.
Interesting. Yeah, she... But why would that make you feel weird if she likes it? You just turn...
Because she might just be like saying she likes it because that's what I would feel weird because I would think she was saying she likes it to not hurt my feelings.
I'm still thinking that like you're really afraid that she's going to say thank you so much, go home, throw out all of her swell bottles and try to leave her. She's going to leave her husband thinking that you want to run away with her and be like, no, I was just bringing you a delicious lemon LaCroix.
Interesting.
You got to be careful with those boundaries.
That's another podcast.
That's a fucking true dat. By the way, I just thought of, we've talked about, I've never asked for a promotion. Listeners have brought it up in the past. But listen, what if I'm the sheriff? Just feels right. A logical next step. Listen, you don't have to tell me now.
Oh, but could I tell you now?
Yeah, sure.
I feel very good about you being the sheriff.
Okay, great.
Very good.
Thanks. Or should I just say, that was me tipping my hat. My 10-gallon.
Sheriff Josh. Okay, this is what I'm going to say to our listeners.
That's what I want.
Listeners, does this feel right to you? Does this feel like a big enough acknowledgement in your hearts and minds? Are you okay with this? And if we receive at least 5 yeses and no more than 3 no's, because we need a majority.
Okay.
Is that a majority?
We just need a majority, so we can't have, say if there are 5, we need to have at least, it has to be 5-4.
Listeners, if we...
You're asking the T-Bash Supreme Court, you were saying there's only 8 listeners left.
If we have a majority of people saying yes to Sheriff, next episode... you'll graduate, my little cadet.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, as they say, dress for the job you want. So I'll be sure to wear my gear. All right. Well, let us know then, I guess, in the comments. Does it matter? The medium?
No, okay, no comments, Instagram, snaps.
Maybe even a voicemail?
We should do a live Instagram feed.
Okay. A story?
But you can do it live.
Oh, right now? No, later you're saying. Next week.
Oh, yeah, maybe next week.
Okay. Listen, gang, that means you got 2 weeks to decide. You think about it. decide how you feel about law enforcement.
Do you have Instagram on your phone?
No, just on my computer.
I don't have it on my phone.
You want me to...
Maybe we should live stream a little bit. Do you think you have any T-Bash fans on... we shouldn't... Do we have a T-Bash Instagram?
Oh, my God. At T-Bash Pod. Fuck yeah, we do. No, switch to a business profile.
Oh, interesting. No, because if we go... If we go live right now, people could ask us questions. Do you want to go live and see if anyone watches
on our T-Bash account? I'd love to. I'd love to. Okay.
All right. This is an experiment. Social media. I've never gone live. Do you know how to go live? I worked with an artist today that showed it to me.
I've never gone live.
Do you see the option to go live?
I'm looking.
It's in the stories.
All right. Hold on. I'm signing up for a business account.
Why?
That was an option. That's fucking great. We're in. Hold on. All right. Now I'm going to go live, baby.
Yeah.
So I just go like I'm adding a photo. Nope.
No, go to like you're making a story. Sure, I believe it's
in there.
I know
how to do that. Okay, your story. Oh, normal or live?
Live, baby!
Okay, well, we're live.
And then it shows if people are there, right?
Well, right now it's checking the connection, but yes, it says it's going to tell me.
If anybody shows up. Let's see if anybody's there. So how it works is I think if you follow T-Bash, right? If you follow T-Bash... if you follow T-Bash, you would get a notification right now. We're live podcasting right now. We're wondering if anybody out there has any questions. You just comment right now. T-Bash is live right now. And we're here with the sheriff.
Hey-o.
Got a new sheriff in town.
my coworker, Colin. Shout out, Colin.
What's up, Colin?
He's joined. What's up? Oh, yeah.
Who else is showing up to the party?
Tash Burt.
What's up, Tash Burt?
Oh, yeah.
Who's We're Tash Hearts?
Brian Janulewski.
All right. If you're just joining us, let us know if you got any beverage questions right now. Hit us with those beverage questions. We're going to hit them live.
We'll hit them live. That's absolutely true. Should we do our? Should we set up our shootout here so people know this is for real?
Yeah. Let's set up a shootout here.
Okay. Oh, we can actually explain in this, well, at long last, how we actually set these things up. We'll do that next week. You can see we got here. Three glasses of human urine. Six, actually. This is apple juice.
Organic apple juice for the kids.
For children.
We're
taking this out of Roro's baby's mouths. Feeding ourselves.
We got the Honest. We got the Langers.
And we got...
Hanson's.
Hanson's. The soda people.
All organic.
This feels good.
Hit us with those beverage questions right now.
Now...
Nobody's hitting us with those beverage questions.
Listen, they're thinking. They didn't know. They didn't know. People hopped on Instagram. They didn't know what to expect. We got a lot of people going on the... I'm surprised, guys. I am actually very, very impressed. This is happening right now. So, should we kick this off?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, we've done apple juice on the show. We have not done is... And we've done juice boxes on the show. We have not done apple juice boxes. Nor have we done organic juice. Martinelli's was the clear winner. Of
regular apple juice.
Of regular apple juice. Just
slaughtered.
Talk about king making.
Mm.
That shit puts apples on the map. You know what I mean?
Mm.
They stopped giving out gold medals when Martinelli's rolled into town.
Isn't it gold medal apple juice?
Yeah, they got the last gold medal. They burned down the mint. How about that? Does that work?
I don't understand. They burned down the mint?
Listen. After they broke the mold when they gave Martinelli's a gold medal cider.
I'm going to say goodbye to everybody.
Thanks for the questions, gang.
Thanks for the questions. We'll see you next time.
Bye. To those of you who weren't in the live call, we're still here.
There were five viewers. We didn't get any questions.
That was pretty good. There were some regs in there, some active... T-Bash Army people, we appreciate you.
That's cool. All right. I'm really excited about this shootout because I need to know what to be giving my kids. These all are in different vessels, which is interesting too. The Hansen's comes in a box.
A slim box.
The Honest Kids comes in like a Capri Sun wannabe.
Yes, it has a straw.
And the Langer's comes in like a baby food container.
I thought that too. But it is truly just a twist-off cap. I don't think that this is a mouthpiece. Well, we're going to try
that. No, but that's how baby containers are.
Oh, listen, I don't know. We haven't baby food yet.
You guys have never done baby food in those kind of things?
No, I don't know why.
Weird. You don't do applesauce in those?
No, just have it in a jar.
I'll get that applesauce and then they go bonkers. Just suck that applesauce out.
He would love it. That's true, but that's a different podcast.
Okay. All right, let's get into this.
Okay.
Do we want to look at stats before we hop in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Hansen's 100 calories, 24 grams of sugar.
Jesus. In that little thing?
Yep.
How much sugar?
Jesus Christ.
Are you fucking kidding me?
24 grams.
And it says no sugar added?
Yeah. Apples are just straight up sugar.
Wow.
They're no good. You know?
Okay. That's a lot of sugar.
It is.
For 8 ounces.
And 100 calories. Yeah, that's true. 8 ounces, right? So
okay.
This one six ounce pouch from Langer's, only 30 calories and 7 grams of sugar.
Okay. Looks like they're cutting the sugar out.
That's right. Filtered water is the first ingredient.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where, Hansen's is 100% juice.
Okay.
And then lastly, we've got Honest Kids. By the way, even though I support the Honest company.
It's a different company.
But this is Honest, like Honest Teas, right?
Yeah, it's not the diaper company.
Listen, I don't like it. It's like Legal Seafoods in Boston.
What does that mean?
There's like an implied dishonesty to the name Honest, to Legal Seafoods. It's a famous seafood restaurant in Boston, supposedly very high class. I've actually never eaten there. I did not eat fish at the time I lived in Boston. 40 calories in this bad boy. It does not tell you how much sugar is in it, but I assume it's much closer to the Langer's since there's so much less calorically happening.
How does it not have sugar on the case? That's interesting.
It's probably on the box.
Must be. Oh, mamma mia.
Oh, we got a little spill. We got a little spill. It's all right. Got napkins at the ready.
Okay.
Okay. So if, We're gonna test these out, and then we're gonna go ahead and try out the vessels and see how they float.
Great.
They're all pretty similar in color. There's one slightly more golden,
which has got to be the Hansen's. Why did I just say that? Jesus.
Well,
Christ.
Listen,
it's got to be
right. It's 100% juice.
Yeah, it's no filtered water. Right.
You're right.
I'm sorry. I mean, but let's be honest.
And that's right. And this Honest one, while it does not, it is organic juice drink. It says sweetened only with fruit juice and says 100% vitamin C, but that does not mean it is 100% juice. It's certainly not.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm going to look up. I really want to know how much sugar is in Honest.
Okay.
Honest.
Smells apple-y.
Apple. Honest apple juice nutrition.
All right.
Here we go. I'm looking on Fooducate.
Shut up, Fooducate.
They educate, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Amount per serving sugar, 9 grams. Okay.
All right. Child's play compared to...
Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Whoa. They give it a grade of a C+.
Oh.
On Fooducate. Should I look up our other ones and see what grades they get?
Of course. Why don't we take a sip of this first while you're Googling?
Okay.
Still smells apple-y. Smells like apples. I'm going in. Tastes like watered down apple juice. That legitimately tastes like apple juice with water in it. That's very upsetting to me.
Well, I mean, that's what, isn't that what they're advertising?
I guess it's for babies. You want some apple trivia?
Oh, it's too watered down for me. That's not very good.
How many varieties of apples are there?
in the world?
Yeah. You can give me a range or a plus minus. Their answer is more than blank.
More than 25.
Well, that is true. But the answer is over 7,000.
Different types.
That's correct.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, man. I'll hit you with another one later. What did you find out on Fujikade?
I can't find Langer's on there.
Okay.
Okay, so this is...
Is Langer's a store brand?
Mm-mm. I don't like this.
I don't like it at all.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay. A lot more apple on the nose.
Wow. I mean, so much better.
Oh, my God.
Would be interesting to see how this fared in our regular apple juice.
This tastes like syrup. It's delicious. Yep.
It's not... I don't think this is great apple juice, though.
No.
It just shines so much brighter compared to the first watered-down one.
Yep. So much flavor that sugar hits you right in the back of the throat. It's beautiful.
It's a really fast shootout, isn't it?
Yep.
Let's go to number three.
This one smells like cotton candy.
Whoa, this is a different beast.
The fuck? Huh.
Clearly watered down, but yeah, not as bad as the first one, right?
I think you're right. Now, what we can't see in
there's almost a different, like,
kids.
This one almost feels like it has like a dash of like white grape juice in it or something.
I agree. Now, there is not, that is not listed on the juice pouch of Langer's. We know it's not Hansen's because obviously. Honest Kids, we don't know what, there's no ingredients on the package. They're so fucking honest, they don't have to tell you anything. Now, all right, I think I know what's what here.
I do too.
Yep. Okay. What do you got?
Are we going 1, 2, 3?
Mm-hmm.
Number one is Honest. Number two is Hansen's. Number three is Langer's.
I'm gonna flip. I'm gonna say
this. I knew you were.
The first one's Langer's.
I knew you were gonna flip.
I'm going 30% juice is Langer's. And I'm saying that last one, Dishonest Kids, is that tastes like it's got grape juice in it because they don't list their fucking ingredients on their pouches. Is number three.
I don't feel great about giving my kids any of these.
Yeah, nor should you, I suppose. That's weird.
Listen, I do like, okay, if we have Martinelli's in the house and I'm giving the kids, mm-hmm. I do this for any juice, I'm watering it down.
Yeah, so right. That's true.
But I would wonder, like, what would Martinelli's... You know what we could do? We could probably figure out the ratio. Like, if we wanted to shoot out a Martinelli's watered down with, like, the Honest one, we'd mm-hmm. figure out, like, we'd look at Martinelli's and see what the sugar and calorie take was. And then, like, you know, right. We could figure out the ratios, probably. Well, then I wonder how much better the Martinelli's would taste watered down.
Well, I think we've got the math here because the Hansen's is 100 calories and it is 100% juice. And the Langer's is 30% juice, and it's 30 calories.
So does that mean it's a 70?
Which makes no sense, because that would mean it doesn't matter what the quantity is, just the percentage of juice that would determine the... But, like, they are the same size, right? No, 6 ounces in...
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, 6 ounces in about 6 ounces. So it is pretty close that, like, per ounce... How am I saying this? Point being, you could do a pretty easy...
We could figure it out.
...ratio. Yeah, we'll do it, guys. That's the point. That's the point of the story. See you later.
All right, let's reveal
it. Okay, bye. Oh, all right. Cup number one. You got two dots under your cup number one?
Oh, yeah.
And we think that's what?
I think it's Honest.
It's not Honest.
No shit.
It's fucking Langer's.
Nice. You got the Langer's.
Okay. Okay. So the middle one's got three dots. So you can actually see them right through the cup.
I love it.
Obviously, why it's got to be Hansen's, which makes the last one Dishonest Kids. You need to. I can't believe that. I can, but I can't.
You know what, though?
It's like when I hear about, like, oh, like, obviously, Paul Ryan's a heartless piece of shit. Like, we always knew this, but, like, you're still mad when you find out that, like, oh, now we know. Yeah, that's how I feel about Honest Kids.
Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, though. Tastes of these, good. If I was looking for apple juice with water mixed into it, I'd do the Honest over the Langer's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's got a better taste.
It's got a better taste, but why call it apple drink? Why disrespect drink like that? When is the best time to pick apples?
September.
Expand your thinking. Expand your mind. I'm looking for a season here.
I just said September.
Right, but the last day of summer is September 20th.
All right. So in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
You're close. The fall.
Jesus Christ, what an asshole. You think you're the sheriff now?
Yeah.
That's not how a sheriff acts.
Listen, I don't
make... If you ever say September, you'd be like, yeah, in the fall.
I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
Jesus.
How big was the largest apple in the world?
Ooh. Is this a pounds or
it's pounds.
Dimensions?
It's pounds and it's a round number.
What do you mean a round number?
An even number.
30 pounds.
Weighs more than my child. By the way, how big was the largest apple in the world? It died, which is true. Over 4 pounds.
Okay.
Maybe it was 30. Once again, 30 is more than 4, and it was over 4. That's all we know. Thanks for the fun juice facts, Hansons.
Thanks, Hansons. Oh, okay, so what was your favorite?
My favorite fact?
No, your favorite drink.
Oh, I mean the middle one. It just tastes good. Yeah.
Okay.
But you're absolutely right. You would need to... This is for big kids, I feel like.
That's not how they're selling it. No. Not with those facts on there.
You don't think so? Kids got to read to enjoy those facts.
Those are like that. So that's like for fifth graders.
I think so. Yeah. When you learn to read. Yep.
No, I mean like when you give a shit about facts.
What the fuck is a fact, Dad? I'm only 9 years old. I don't care about that shit yet.
I don't care. They don't care.
Give me the honest kids. It was just, it had the best taste, and I think, but I mean, you're in an interesting position, because the idea is this is prepackaged and pre-watered down. So from your question of what do you give your kids?
Honest. Keep it honest. Yeah.
I guess keep it dishonest, but at least the first one does taste like watered down apple juice, which is what you're trying to give them, right? Because if you're doing it with your Martinelli's at home, I think you might want to stay consistent, so maybe Langer's is the way to go.
Honest.
You know they love those pouches.
No, I think that would fuck them up.
They get hit with that juice in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think if my son went to go pull on that and thinking applesauce is coming out and it was just juice,
he just snarfed juice all over the place.
Juice would be flying out his nose, probably.
Okay, should we try it and see how it floats?
Yeah, I'll give him some of these. I'm gonna take all these home. Do you want any of these
right now? No. We're gonna drink these though. We're gonna try the vessels, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I do want to try this Langer's vessel, especially.
Yeah, I think I understand how the honest one rides. It really is about the Langer's one. Because we know the taste is not going to improve. That was our original thinking was, we'll see if in their vessel the taste improves or whatever. But because these do not taste alike at all, it's less necessary. Oh, so you do still take the top off entirely, even with the sauce, even when it's applesauce? I always thought this was like a fun dispenser. Like
No. You just flip them off. You take it off.
Okay.
This is not good. This is horrible. I'm so interested to see if my son does like these.
Will you pick on him if he does?
Yeah.
It's unsatisfying.
It's like a really weird experience because you have to squeeze it to get it out, but it's not like in a straw. You can't. It's almost like you can't suck it out of a straw because it doesn't go to the bottom.
You're right. So this is exactly what I was talking about with not wanting the sport top, hydro flask top. Why I wanted a straw that goes all the way down to the bottom. Because like there's all this weird work that you've got to do. And the bag's not full.
I find it really weird how do you breathe and also squeeze this thing? It's like really awkward. Langer's, this is like the biggest fail I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, did they just get a fucking deal on these pouches or something?
That could be it. Maybe they're making the pouches with food and they're like, well, fuck it, fill them with the juice water, the runoff.
This is Ridiculous.
I'm going to finish it just because I'm thirsty and it's only 30 calories, so why not?
You know what's funny about these fucking pouches, too? They're not recyclable.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's the horrible thing about all those baby pouches. You can't recycle these.
You are fucking kidding me. Why not?
Because it's like there's plastic and
oh, you'd have to separate,
metal.
You'd have to separate the plastic.
But I just don't think you can. Like, it doesn't say the recyclable. I've looked on this. Right. I've looked into this before.
Oh, my good God damn. Yeah.
This is fucking horrible. Well, I'll keep it posted. I'll see. We'll see if my son likes this.
Yeah, see if he likes them. If so, get him as many as he wants.
My daughter told me today she's going to start drinking coffee at 5.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. 5. She also knows that I don't like coffee. She said, you don't like coffee, but Mama likes coffee. I said, yep.
How'd you feel about that? She sides with Mama.
It's okay. Sorry, I'm having a cashew.
I still love coffee.
Yeah.
I do. Just great. I want to have it every day. And I think my caffeine tolerance has gone up in a fun way.
Okay.
Where I used to have to be really cautious about it. Now I can throw caution to the wind a little bit. I can have a larger cup of joe, which I like because it lasts me a little longer.
You not get as amped up and jittery?
Yeah. I don't feel like I want to vomit.
Oh, I don't miss it. This morning, I felt like a coffee.
Yep.
And I was like, no, what are you thinking? You're going to get it and you're going to fucking feel terrible.
Oh, you would have felt so good.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that first hit. You would have been like, why did I leave you?
Mm-mm. I had a sip of an iced coffee, actually, this morning. So I kind of had that first hit.
Mm. And that made you feel bad, too?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this isn't good. But it was like an overflowing vessel that I needed to suck a little out of.
I understand.
So it's like, I'll take care of business in that regard if I need to.
Right.
Just a fucking overflowing iced coffee.
You're
not going to be
a prude.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking take a sip of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spit that out into the trash can at the coffee store. You call this coffee?
Yes, sir, we do.
Sorry, I spit that out. Maybe don't fill the cup all the way.
Do you want some room for milk?
Maybe leave me a little room, bro.
Yo, a little room? Do you think baristas say that?
Yeah.
Do you think they say that when they break up? I just need a little room. That's cute.
That's really good. I feel like you should make like a 30-second little cool animated thing where that's the story.
All right.
Wouldn't that be adorable?
That'd be pretty sweet.
Do you think it would go viral?
Yes, I do.
Let's do it.
Okay. We'll get it over to Shark Tank.
Actually, do you want to make a stop motion video and you and me will narrate it?
Yeah, I like that even better because that's possible.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Who's going to play who? You want to be the girl or I'll be the...
I think we have to figure out what the avatars for these will be.
Yeah, well, I have avatars. I have Peppa the Pig, Peppa Pig.
Oh, yeah.
I've got Gumby.
Oh, those are perfect. Great. Peppa Pig.
Pokey.
I think Peppa Pig and Gumby is where it goes. I like the idea of this also being a fanfic. We might end up with our own sort of like beverage-related 50
Shades of
Grey.
I don't know if I can do a Peppa Pig voice, though.
Peppa.
Yeah, you'll probably have to do
Peppa. Okay, that's fine. That was pretty good, right? I've never seen
Gumby's voice?
Cartoon. I don't know that he talks. Or he's like, I remember Pokey would be like, hey, Gumby.
Hey, Gumby. I just need a little room.
For cream.
Oh, and you got me that, or you got my kids that toy coffee maker.
You haven't even let the kids have it. You're like, no, I'm pretty sure you meant this was for me. I don't like coffee. I don't need coffee.
Yeah, Josh got my kids like a play Keurig sort of.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is. It's a wooden Keurig machine.
My son loves that thing.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
He puts the K-cups just right into the cup.
Do they?
Like, that's what he's all about.
Oh, that's good. That's exactly where they should be.
Yeah. A lot of beverage talk on this show today.
That's weird. Should we check out some voicemails?
Yeah.
Can I just read a few voicemail transcript names? Are these
sure?
So I'm going to read the first line of several voicemails.
Okay.
Canyon intern Josh.
Canyon intern.
Hey, Rolo. Hey, JoJo. Hi, Rohe. Joe. Joe. Hi, Rosalind. JoJo. Hey, Roy. Joe. Sorry. It's Hey, Roy, Ro, and JoJo. That's reading JoJo. Okay, here we go.
Do it.
Andy and intern Josh, I just want to thank you guys for the ride. I've been listening since the very beginning, and really sad to see that you guys are heading off into the sunset, but I hope maybe get together once in a while. I'm still subscribed to this, and hope maybe I'll get a surprise and see you guys pop up back on. And again, thanks again, and never did hear that chocolate milk special, but maybe you'll get on that before the show.
We'll do it.
And go fuck yourselves. Gonna miss you guys. Bye.
Oh. Oh God, that just warmed my heart.
Bloody.
Yeah, we're gonna do chocolate milk.
Absolutely.
That's happening.
Yeah.
I haven't had chocolate milk.
And don't worry, it's gonna be a slow ride here into the sunset. We're doing episodes every couple
weeks. Yeah, for all you guys know, us saying we're going out is like that might be 3 years away.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably more like
It's like Grey's Anatomy away, though, but having a finale. Or something. What do I know?
Grey's is still on?
Yeah.
Hey, Roro. Hey, JoJo. I'm so sad to hear the news. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about unicorn sex. Mm. So there is a way to get stuff shipped from the UK to the US. There's a service called Parcel Forwarding. So the way it works is a company will provide you a UK address. You ship it to that address, and they will then forward your mail over to your US address. It does cost a little bit of money, but it is a way for you to get your mail or the unicorn tears sent over from the UK. That might be worth looking into. Anyway, I love you guys. I'll miss you, and go fuck yourselves.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Parcel forwarding.
I think that is...
The problem is I don't think you're allowed to send spirits.
So maybe the whole point is like they don't ask what's in that mail. You know what I mean? We'll look into it. I like this. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Okay. And this caller actually just called back.
Just now.
Hi, Ro. Hey, JoJo. This is Amanda calling back. I just finished listening to the Bone Broth episode. I had actually just called not too long ago telling you about how to get unicorn tears in the U.S. through the parcel forwarding, but I did want to answer your question about the cured cold and the alcohol brewing system. They are actually using the cured cold technology to make the alcohol brewing system. I don't know what they're calling it yet. So, they are using that. I did some more research, and there are a lot of other companies that have similar products out there. There's actually one that looks more like a freestyle machine for alcohol, which looks pretty awesome. But, I guess we'll have to see what Keurig does. Anyway, I love you guys. Go fuck yourselves.
You know, that would be, what an interesting story that would be. That this huge failure, the Keurig cold.
Oh, yes. I like where you're going here.
They fail big to just find out that they were in the wrong aisle of the grocery store, so to speak.
Right.
Right?
People aren't going to pay a premium for Coke, but they will.
They will for booze.
Yes.
Won't that be interesting?
Do you think they will retrofit your Keurig cold machine if you held on to it to let it brew booze?
I don't know. I don't know how. We don't know this.
What would you call it?
The cure. Probably Keurig Triple X.
I actually really do like that. What do you think?
It's a little sexy. It's a little dangerous.
Or maybe just you know, and that is right up my alley.
It's a little extreme.
I like. They just call it the Keurig Cold One. Keurig Cold One. A late one.
I love it.
Okay. Great. Any other listener ideas? Leave it in comments over at totallylame.com.
How about Keurig cocktail with a K for cocktail?
Oh, that's certainly possible. What about
cocktail recipes? Like, I can see the kcocktailrecipes.com.
Yes.
Go to cocktailrecipes.com for cocktail recipes.
That's right. Use the cocktail app on your phone.
Yeah.
The life of the party.
Go to cocktail.com.
Yeah. Cocktail with a K. That's easy. It is absolutely a pornography site at this point in time. Okay. Should we do another one?
Yeah, please.
All right. We don't care. We'll just burn through these things, man.
Hi, Rovo and JoJo. It's your listener, Danny, calling from Chicago. So the announcement that the podcast is ending really hurts my heart, and I feel like I might cry, but I get what you're doing. But before you go, I really, really want to ask you a couple of things. Blind Shootout. I've been waiting for that for months now, and I was super excited, so I'd like to see that come on. Two, you promised a live show. There has not been one yet.
Oh.
I would fly to L.A. for it. So please get that on the calendar as well. And that's about it. I will miss you. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's a sweet message. What shootout is she looking forward to?
I thought you just said, all I heard was blind shootout. But maybe it's wine? Maybe, Danny, you can even just shoot us an email or a comment and clarify what the shootout
was.
Was
it the like Mad Dog 2020 and like Boone's Farm shootout? Is that what she was talking about?
Do we even talk about that on the show?
I don't know. Ask Danny, yeah. Hit us up. Yeah. What shootout were you looking for?
Yeah, yeah.
Because listen, we're going to have chocolate milk. We're doing our best to figure out.
We're going
to
do smoothies. Sex. We're going to do unicorn sex.
We're going to do smoothies. What else are we doing?
We still got a shit ton of Bloody Mary stuff. That's probably gone bad.
Yeah. I think that ship set sail.
What else?
Whatever Danny just talked about.
Yeah, Danny's shootout, certainly. Boots Farm. We're gonna do
What's her name? Ellen Pompey is gonna be on next week.
Oh, great!
From Grays, she likes greyhounds.
Anatomy.
She likes greyhounds.
Oh, we'll drink them.
So we'll drink greyhounds.
We know what else we'll have to get. We'll have to do the Century Club.
I'd like to get Jimmy Buffett on this show. Drink some margaritas.
And then we can get the guy who sang the Pina Colada song.
How annoying would that email be to like
Jimmy Buffett, dear, to whom this may concern? Hi, would Mr. Buffett be interested in coming on
and drinking margaritas?
You know he has no fucking idea what a podcast is.
Yeah,
and I would love to be the person to explain it to him. It's a personal on-demand broadcast, Mr. Buffett. It's a, it's in your pocket.
It's in your pocket.
In the cloud.
It's in your pocket. It's in the cloud. It's in your pocket. It's in the cloud.
Mark Cuban.
It's in your pocket. It's in your cloud. Mark Cuban's next. Mark Cuban will be on for the unicorn sex episode.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And we will be drinking one of his beverages.
All right, should we hit one more?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Yeah, I love this. This is great. Hey, listeners, keep these voicemails coming.
Yeah, you do enough of these, we'll do an all
voicemail. Hey, Roro and JoJo. This is Andy from Omaha. Not the one that called a couple months ago, a different one. Anyway, I was just listening to your podcast where you announced the end of the thing, and while that sucks, I totally understand, and you guys can do whatever the fuck you want. Anyway, I realized I needed to call and ask you a question I've been meaning to ask since episode one, and that is about a TV show called Laverne and Shirley. So Laverne used to drink like Pepsi and milk, like in the same glass. It sounded the same, but it's absolutely delicious. I'm not a big Pepsi drinker, but it's really, really good. Anyway, I was just curious if you guys have even heard of that, or if you like it. I don't know. Anyway, you guys rock. This podcast is the best. Go fuck yourself.
See, again, listeners, you want to keep this show on the air, fucking keep suggesting stuff like this.
You keep it coming.
I have to have that. I have to try that. Coke in milk versus Pepsi in milk. Who wins?
What fat? It's got to be whole milk, right? This is Laverne and Shirley. She wasn't drinking 1%.
That's just a quick Google away to see what that recipe is.
Yeah. And I imagine it's all about ratios because we did do the Dirty Diet Cokes, and those had half and half in them?
Or cream. Yeah, half and half of cream.
Something like that.
But so, a bunch of other crap, too.
But and that was just a splash, you know, just to give it a creamy essence. The fact that you're drinking a milk and Coke.
Yeah.
Milk and Pepsi.
I'm into it.
That's a whole other ratio. That's like this water and apple juice.
Yeah.
Fucking fascinating.
Do I love it.
It's still bubbly.
Yeah, a little bit.
This actually brings up an interesting thing. My pal, Elena, was visiting. She is the person who sent us Milkus. Milk soda.
Milkus.
From Hong Kong.
Milkus.
She mentioned something that goes by many names. It is sometimes called an espresso fizz, sometimes called a Norwegian, sometimes called a... what is it? The other was like, I think, an espresso and tonic.
Okay.
And it is tonic water over ice, a shot of espresso in it, wedge of lime, aka a gin and tonic, sans gin plus coffee. And it is apparently a delicious and refreshing beverage. And apparently some coffee shops make it. Apparently sometimes it's a summer treat and sometimes it's a year-round thing. Would you drink that?
I would try it. I don't like tonic water, but I would try it.
And you don't like coffee, but maybe this marriage of two negatives will make a delicious positive for you.
I like coffee. I don't like the caffeine anymore.
You sound sleepy.
I need that caffeine.
We should go get some.
A Norwegian?
Yeah. Those guys will drink anything. Well... All right. Well, boy, howdy. That seems like...
I guess we're out for today, huh?
I guess that's it. We got more voicemails. You keep next these
week,
bad boys coming.
Stay here for more voicemails next week. The week after next week.
Yeah. Oh, man. We got some good ones. I can see them already. This is going to be fun. Okay. Yeah. Keep them coming. 909-359.
Bevs.
Call. Make your parents call us.
Shout out.
Brian. Oh. Yeah, you know, sometimes you forget how much you miss someone.
I know. I miss you, Brian.
Miss you, Brian.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Mm.
Had a blast chatting with you guys.
Yeah.
And
is this going up tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. If you're in the LA area and it's Friday and you're listening to this, Friday, what's tomorrow? Friday the 10th?
That sounds about right.
Of February? If you're in LA, you come to the... Nerd Melt showroom, the Nerdist showroom at Meltdown Comics. I'm going to be doing a show with Dave Holmes. They show me a guest on the Friday 40 is what it's called.
Friday 40. What time is that at?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. Nerd Melt?
Nerd Melt. You can buy tickets in advance. And I think it's like $8 in advance and maybe $10 at the door. Should be a good time.
Perfect.
It's a game show where we'll be drinking.
Excellent.
It's right up our alley. All right,
Come on out. I'll get this up in the morning.
Hmm.
All right, everybody.
Okay. Go fuck yourself.